1918年7月17日凌晨
July 17, 1918 at midnight.
俄罗斯末代沙皇尼古拉二世
Alas, Tsar of Russia, Nicholas Roman II.
全家被满门抄斩
A whole family was slaughtered.
一共被处决的有11个人
A total of 10 people were executed.
除了沙皇夫妇
Besides the Tsar and his wife.
还有他们的5个孩子
And their 5 children.
加上御医叶夫根尼·伯特
In addition to the physician, Dr. Eugene.
金女仆
Old maid.
安娜·杰米多娃 厨师伊万·哈里托诺夫
Fyodor Jemidover, Chef Ivan Haritanov.
男仆阿列克
Male servant Alex.
谢特鲁普四名
4 people from St. Truk.
随从 其中被处决的最小的孩子是皇储阿列克谢·尼古拉耶维奇
The youngest child, the heir, Alexei Nikolaevich, was executed.
当时只有13岁
At that time, he was only 13 years old.
这件事情许多人都知道
This matter is known to many people.
但是具体处决的细节大家并不十分了解 贝利亚的儿子希尔戈·贝利亚在他的回忆录
However, the specific details of the execution are not well known to everyone. In his memoirs, the Ligger's son, Chaidrew the Ligger,
我的父亲贝利亚这本书中提到了他接触到的这段历史的一些精彩细节。
In the book My Father, Belia, my father mentioned some fascinating details about the history he encountered.
这本书的中文版由中国的新华出版社出版。
This book, published in Chinese by the Xinhua Publishing House of China.
我下面也用一下这本书里面的一些要点。
Here are some key points from the book I'm quoting below.
他在回忆录中记述，提议枪决的是弗拉基米尔。
In his memoirs, he wrote that the proposal to execute was made by Vladimir.
伊里奇·列宁以及苏俄当时名义上的首位国家元首斯维尔德洛夫，提议枪毙的借口是防止捷克白匪团或者其他人劫走沙皇。
According to Lenin and the then de facto head of state of the Soviet Union, Stalin, the justification for shooting down the Czech White Legion or others was to prevent them from seizing the Tsar.
但是，贝利亚的儿子认为这实际上都是后来编造的理由。
However, Bell's son believes that this is actually a later fabrication.
当时根本不存在这样的风险。
At that time, there was no such risk.
斯大林对此反而有反对意见。Stalin
had objections to this.
因为即使要处决沙皇夫妇，也没有必要杀掉他们5个未成年的孩子。Even
if the Tsar and his wife had to be executed, there was no need to kill their 5 underage children.
但是，However,
列宁坚持这样做。
列宁的哥哥亚历山大·乌里扬诺夫
Lenin insisted on doing this. Lenin's brother, Alexander Ulyanov.
因为参与密谋刺杀沙皇亚历山大。Because
of his involvement in the conspiracy to assassinate Tsar Alexander.
亚历山大三世
Three generations of the Lu family.
在1887年5月8日被绞死。
Executed on May 8, 1887.
死时年仅21岁。
At this time, he was only 21 years old.
列宁仿佛完成了一次宿命般的复仇。
Lenin seemed to have completed a fateful revenge.
贝利亚也认为。
Bell also believes that.
枪毙妇女儿童的做法有点卑鄙。
The practice of killing women and children is a bit despicable.
当然,
of course,
斯大林的态度历史有争议。
Stalin's attitude is controversial in history.
这只是贝利亚儿子的一家之言。
This is just the opinion of Bell's son.
他在回忆录中引用了哈巴罗夫斯克档案馆中发现的执行枪决任务的契卡人员卡巴诺夫的笔记，记载了处决的细节。
In his memoirs, he cited notes from a condemned man, Kabanov, found in the Khabarovsk archives, which detailed the execution.
沙皇全家是在叶卡捷琳堡关押处处决的。
The entire Romanov family was imprisoned and executed in Ekaterinburg.
1918年7月10日。
July 10, 1918.
卡巴诺夫被任命为关押沙皇的机枪警卫队的队长，处决。
Kabanov was appointed as the captain of the machine gun guard team that executed the Tsar.
沙皇的计划是在机枪队集体宿舍内进行的。
The plan was for the machine gun squad to operate from the squad's dormitory.
因为这个地方有厚厚的砖墙。
Because this place has thick brick walls,
双层窗户和铁栅栏
double pane windows and iron fences,
外面还有木板围墙
there is a wooden fence outside,
这样也许市区内不会听到枪声
this way you might not hear any gunshots in the city center.
此外还特别安排了一辆首批出厂的福特汽车
In addition, a Ford car from the first batch was also specially arranged.
计划在开枪的时候打开发动机，消除枪声。
The plan is to disable the engine while firing the gun. Okay.
1918年7月17日夜间。
July 17, 1918, at night.
卡巴诺夫和他的手下把房间内的床和其他东西搬走。
Kabanov and his men moved the beds and other items in the room.
只留下一把维也纳椅子给生病的皇储阿列克谢，负责整个行刑任务的尤罗夫斯基哄骗沙皇。
Only one Vienna chair was left for the sick Tsar Alexei and Yurovsky, who was responsible for the entire execution task, deceived the Tsar.
全家说
Everyone said,
城内不太平，安排他们到下面去住。沙皇没有说话。
The arrangement for them to stay in the lower levels of the city was not well organized. The Tsar remained silent.
抱着儿子阿列克谢，一家人到了楼下的房间。
The family, including their son Alexei, arrived at the room downstairs.
卡巴诺夫等人一起开枪。
Kabanov and others fired together.
不管外面的汽车声怎么响。
No matter how loud the car sounds outside,
枪声还是能听见。沙皇养的四条狗。
You can still hear the gunshot and the four dogs that the Tsar raised.
疯狂的叫，三条。
Crazy shouting three times.
后来被吊死。
Later, he was hanged. Three.
只有没叫的。
Are you calling?
第四条狗被放过，枪杀后。
Article 4. After the dog was shot and killed.
有几个人没有断气。
Some people are still alive.
被用冷兵器杀死。
Killed by cold weapons.
最后11个人的尸体和三条狗的尸体都被装上汽车，盖上帆布。
The bodies of the last 11 people and 3 dogs were wrapped in tarpaulins and put in cars.
保留下来的档案
Preserved archives.
还有雅科夫·尤罗夫斯基这个总负责人的刽子手的回忆
Here is the recollection of the executioner of the general Yakov Yurovsky.
尤罗夫斯基1876年生于托姆斯克
Yulovsky was born in Tomsk in 1876.
一个香玻璃工和女裁缝的家庭。
A glass blower and a seamstress's family.
他早年学习裁缝和修钟表。
He learned tailoring and watchmaking in his early years.
因为杀人服过刑。
Because he had been convicted of murder.
做过沙皇的监牢。
I was a prisoner in a royal jail.
1905年加入了激进的俄国社会民主工党。
In 1905, he joined the Radical Socialist Democratic Workers' Party of Russia.
1917年革命后。
After the 1917 revolution,
他成为契卡的成员。
He became a member of the dump cart group.
此后一路高升，担任过乌拉尔州契卡主席等职务。
After that, he rose through the ranks and held positions such as chairman of the Ural Oblast of Chikar.
1924年转入经济部门工作。
In 1924, he entered the economic department.
1938年死于克里姆林宫医院。
Died in the Kremlin hospital in 1938.
他亲自射杀了沙皇尼古拉二世。
He personally shot Tsar Nicholas Roman II.
和他13岁的儿子，列宁对他评价很高。
He and his 13-year-old son Lenin highly praised him. Well,
根据他的回忆录，
according to his autobiography,
他是在1918年7月16日收到的密电，命令他。
He received the secret order on July 16, 1918.
他处决沙皇全家。16日晚上6点。
He executed the entire royal family on the evening of the 16th at 6 p.m.
他们执行枪决命令。
They carried out the execution order.
但是因为运送尸体的卡车迟到。
However, due to the delay of the truck transporting the body,
所以枪决推迟到凌晨一点半。
Therefore, the execution was postponed to 1:30 a.m.
他挑选了12个各自手持纳甘左轮手枪的行刑者。
He selected 12 executioners, each armed with a Nagant revolver.
但是有两个拉脱维亚人拒绝向姑娘开枪。
However, two Latvians refused to shoot at the girl. Well,
卡车来后，
truck arrives.
他叫醒大家，把沙皇一家带到楼下。
He woke everyone up and brought the Tsar family downstairs.
提前准备好了，
prepared in advance.
房间，沙皇没有起疑心。
The room was not suspicious.
行刑小队成员事先已经安排好，对准心脏开枪。
The members of the execution squad had already arranged to aim at the heart.
以减少流血。
To reduce bleeding.
也方便尽快结束。
Also, it's convenient to end as soon as possible.
开枪后。
After they fired.
皇储阿列克谢，他的三个姐妹。
His brother Alexei and his three sisters.
宫廷军官和伯特金没有立刻死亡。
The courtiers and Birkin did not die immediately.
不得不向他们补枪。
They need to be supplied with more guns.
在向一个姑娘补一刺刀的时候，
While stabbing a girl,
枪刺没有穿透她裙子上的腰带，触觉后。
After the knife did not penetrate her skirt,
加上检查每个人的脉搏，一共耗费了20分钟的时间。
They took a total of 20 minutes to check the pulse of each person.
11个人全部被杀掉。
11 people were all killed.
然后开始搬运尸体。
And start moving the bodies.
有人趁机偷东西。
Someone took advantage of the opportunity to steal.
尤洛夫斯基不得不放三个可靠的人看守尸体。
Bolsky had to have three reliable people guard the corpse.
因为尸体要一个一个的搬运。
Because the bodies had to be carried one by one.
在枪毙的威胁下
Under the threat of being shot.
偷东西的人把金表、镶钻、烟盒等东西全部返还。
The thief has returned all the stolen items, including the gold watch, diamond cigarette case, etc.
汽车开了三个小时到达埋尸地点上。
The car arrived at the burial site after driving for 3 hours.
一卸车工厂，埋葬的地点是一个汽车开不进去的废矿井。
The location where the Ishit factory buried its waste is a mine shaft that is inaccessible by car.
所以改用马车拉尸体，在距离上一卸车5俄里的地方。
Therefore, use a horse-drawn cart to transport the bodies to the area 5 miles from the city of Sheikhs.
他们遇到了25人的一队人马。
They encountered a group of 25 people.
他们有的骑马。
Some ride horses.
有的赶马车。
Some are riding horses.
这是伊尔马克准备的工人队伍。
This is the workforce that Elmark has prepared.
他们见面的第一句话就是抱怨。
The first thing they said when they met was to complain.
为什么不把沙皇一家活着带来？
Why not bring the entire Romanov family back alive?
他们认为处死沙皇一家的任务应该交给他们来干。
They believe that the task of executing the royal family should be left to them.
在搬运尸体上马车的时候
When carrying a corpse on a cart,
开始又有人搜索尸体的口袋。
Someone started searching the body again.
想要偷东西。
Want to steal something.
尤罗夫斯基不得不再次以死亡威胁这帮人。
Rostovsky had to threaten them again with death.
1998, 沙皇全家的遗体被挖出来。
The remains of the entire Romanov family were unburied.
重新隆重安葬在圣彼得堡的彼得保罗大教堂。
Were buried solemnly in St. Peter and Paul Cathedral in St. Petersburg.
俄联邦总统叶利钦称。
President Yeltsin of the Russian Federation stated that
这是我们历史上最可耻的一夜。
This was the most shameful night in our history.
2008年
2008,
俄国最高法院推翻所有安插在沙皇他们头上的罪名。
The Russian Supreme Court overturned all charges against the Tsar and his associates.
为他们恢复了名誉
Restored their reputation.